Set 6, Story 3. Hairy Fairy. I'm a fairy. I am honest. I've got all the right things. I've got a pink frilly dress, a pair of sparkly boots, a sack of fairy dust, a pair of gold wings, and a magic wand to whisk in the air. But, and it's a big but, I'm hairy, very hairy indeed. It's just so unfair. Well, you can have a hairy dog, or a hairy horse, or a hairy gorilla. But a hairy fairy? I don't think so. Or I didn't think so. Until the fairy queen sent me to... Let's begin at the beginning. I started off as a tooth fairy. You know, when a child has lost a tooth, he puts it under his pillow at night. The tooth fairy creeps upstairs, nips into his bedroom, and swaps the tooth for money. It was a good job, that. But the fairy queen said I might frighten the children, so I got the sack. I was a Christmas tree fairy next. I was sent to live with Mr. and Mrs. Blair. They got a big Christmas tree and put tinsel and glass balls on the branches. They put fairy lights on, too. And then they stuck me on the top. But Mrs. Blair said that a hairy fairy looked all wrong. So that was the end of that. Then the fairy queen sent me to the hairdresser. He looked at me in an odd way. Hadn't he seen a hairy fairy before? But he started to snip. I sat in that hairdresser's chair all day. There was hair on the floor, hair in my lap, hair on the chair. Things went all right for a week or so. But then the hair started to grow back, thicker than before. The fairy queen was in despair. She didn't know what to do with me. Then she had a postcard from Father Christmas. He lives in the far north, as you know, and he couldn't get any fairies to help him with the presents, as most of them can't stand the snow and the frost. But that's not a problem for a hairy fairy. We hairy fairies don't feel the cold at all. I spend my days wrapping presents, and FC pays me very well for it. In fact, I'm almost a millionaire. Not bad for a hairy fairy. The end.